welcome you into the studio. Dave Spadaro joined by Eagle Center Jason Kelce. All business in year number two. I wonder if you can compare, Jason. How are you, by the way, first of all?
I'm doing great.
Good. How do you feel now versus how you felt a year ago? You know, you're getting ready for your first NFL game, your first NFL start, all that pressure.
Yeah, it's a much different situation this year, I think. Not just for me, but the entire offensive line in general. I mean, last year we had four guys starting in positions that they really, you know, had never been before on the Eagles. So, you know, just to have that continuity with, you know, now four of the five guys are in the same exact position. Mm-hmm. So, you know, having a year under your belt, not just in the season, but also all full off season, you know, I couldn't be more comfortable going into this first game.
Do you remember what it was like in St. Louis last year, those minutes before the game?
To tell you the truth, I don't even remember the St. Louis game.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I mean, we show films and stuff of it, you know, when we're installing run plays and whatnot. And I'm like, it starts coming back then, but it's like that. It was everything happened so fast at the beginning of the season that it's hard to really remember, you know, what was going on. It was such a blur.
So it's true that in year two, the game, everything slows down.
Oh, no question.
Not only on the field, but just kind of everything around you.
Well, you know, obviously nothing does slow down.
Right.
But it seems slower just because mentally you're prepared and you're able to expect everything. And I think that's the biggest key is, you know, mentally you're moving 1,000 miles per hour in your rookie year. Whereas now, you know, I know what I'm looking at. I know what the plays are. I know all the expectations of playing in this league and for this organization. So that allows me to play faster and it slows the other players down because my mental process is slowed down.
So you've had this whole offseason to study film, study yourself, study opponents. So you're in a different place mentally. I wonder, where do you think teams are going to attack you? Where do you think they're going to say, hey, this is we've studied Jason Kelce for a whole year?
You know, I really don't know, to tell you the truth. I don't know how many defenses really coordinated defensive scheme around the center.
Right, but I mean, there's...
But I mean, there's, you know, the knock, I mean, my first year was, you know, that I couldn't get a lot of push in short yardage situations, that I couldn't anchor against some of the bigger guys, and, you know, so I already know that being an undersized center, that the bigger guys are going to try and push me around a little bit. But, you know, I've done a full off season of preparation and putting weight on, putting strength on, so I feel stronger than I ever have, and that was one of the things I wanted to get fixed for this upcoming season.
Big question for people is, hey, this group didn't play very much in the preseason together. How do you get all the timing and the precision down in such a short period of practice time? You feel good about where you are?
You know, I feel good about where we're at. You know, unfortunately, obviously, Mike went down for the first few preseason games, but, you know, we've had a full offseason with him. We've had a full year last year with him. You know, we're used to playing with Michael Vick, and I think we're going to be ready, you know, all cylinders rolling for this first game.
And when it gets going, it's going to, I mean, the feelings, there's got to be a tremendous amount of optimism and excitement because you look at his offense, it's just, it's loaded.
Yeah. We literally have everything we need on offense to be successful.
Mm-hmm.
Now, having said that, you still got to go out there and you got to execute. And, you know, the preseason, one of the things that frustrated Andy, you know, one of the things that frustrated Marty, and, you know, one of the things that frustrated Howard, was that, you know, we have all this talent, but it just takes one guy, one play, doing the wrong thing or, you know, having a mental lapse and the whole play's thrown off. So, you know, we got all the pieces, and now we just need to be more consistent, and that's what we've been trying to fix for the end of the preseason and leading up to week one.
Is there a big difference for you, Jason, in terms of just, I don't know, the intensity level or the emotion that you have preseason game versus regular season game?
Oh, it's not even comparable. Yeah. I mean, preseason game, I mean, you're still getting ready to play, and each preseason game that you play moving forward gets progressively more intense because you realize the season's getting closer and you want to be getting as close to perfect as you can by the start of the season. But, you know, at the end of the day, everyone knows those games don't count.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this is when the start of the Super Bowl run, which we're trying to make, begins. And, you know, it takes every game from here on out, starting with the Cleveland Browns, to accomplish that goal.
It's going to be very loud on Sunday, Cleveland Browns Stadium, the dog pound. Everybody's going to be fired up. How do you combat that?
You know, the only way you can combat that is by score a few early touchdowns, try and silence them pretty quick. You know, Cleveland's a blue-collar town, love their football team, so we know we're going into an atmosphere that's going to be pretty loud week one opening day. You know, I'm from Cleveland. That team's been looking for a championship for a long time now, especially with the Browns. So we know that the crowd is going to be loud, and, you know, obviously we know how to work that in practice. We've done it before. So, you know, we're expecting a good atmosphere.
Do you have a lot of family coming on Sunday?
You know, I think I got 35 friends and family that are sitting together, and then a bunch of other people sporadically throughout the stadium who have been season ticket holders for however long. Yeah.
Is it a big Jason Kelce hometown game kind of thing? Like, hometown hero makes good, comes back home and beats the hometown team?
You know, it's funny because, you know, I'm going, you know, I've known these people for 18 years and, you know, been in their homes and their families, and the only question, they're not asking me how I'm doing. They're like, how do the Browns look?
Right. They root for the Browns every other week, but maybe this. I mean,
they'll still root for the Browns. I'll just hope that I do all right.
What is that like to have that kind of support around you and know that these people really care and are really proud of the journey that you've taken here?
Yeah, I mean, I had a very fortunate upbringing in Cleveland to be around, you know, good people, and I think that, you know, I was involved in a lot of different things, from music to sports, and, you know, being involved in all the extracurricular activities that I was, I got to know a lot of people in the Cleveland area, and, you know, for them to still support me and, you know, for them to be happy of how I'm doing, you know, that support is, you know, a pleasure and a luxury to have.
Did you go to Browns games as a kid?
I went to, you know, when I was growing up, first of all, the team moved for a couple years to Baltimore.
True, right.
And then when they came back, man, it was hard to get a ticket. They sold out that stadium pretty much every game. So, I mean, I've been to 3 or 4 Browns games my whole life.
Nuts environment?
Watched them every single time on TV, but it was just...
Crazy environment there?
Oh, it's awesome. The first game I ever went to, I was only about 3 or 4 years old. And I remember that we had to leave after the national anthem because it was so loud and hectic that I was crying.
Really?
And that's actually
it wasn't vulgar.
This is like one of the first memories I have of when I was younger.
Yeah.
My dad carrying me out of, and it was the old municipal stadium at the time.
Toughen up, Jason. Yeah, yeah. These tickets cost a lot of money.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully you'll make the Browns go silent, the Browns fans go silent on Sunday, and that's the goal. Listen, good luck to you. Good week of preparation ahead.
Absolutely.
Jason Kelce, good luck Sunday and throughout the 2012 season. Thanks for joining us on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Yep.